5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Jumping on the show right off the bat here to talk all things Colorado State men's hoops as they're getting set to go up against a very tough team in San Diego State in the second round of the Mountain West Tournament coming up at 1 o'clock. We have the one and only Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and live from Las Vegas. Kevin, my man, it looked really good for a while for CSU. Then it got scary, but thanks to Isaiah Stevens, the Rams found their way past the first round in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, just yawn, another Isaiah Stevens game winner, you know, the 2000th of his career here at CSU. But yeah, really weird. It shouldn't have come to that is the reality of the thing. But it's nice to have that ace in your back pocket, I guess, to save and salvage a game. Because CSU was so comfortable. I mean, CSU was up 12 with 7:15 left in the game. And, you know, Fresno State obviously can struggle to score. CSU was scoring at a pretty good clip. I thought it was game over. CSU was good to go. And then, you know, Fresno hit a couple shots. There was that weird three with the technical after it, which felt like a fairly questionable call, but that definitely changed things. But even with that, CSU, you know, kind of collapsed. They should not have been in that situation. Go down three inside the final minute. And then, you know, Zay hit the game winner, which obviously is huge. But he also had the layup and a foul earlier, you know, 30 seconds earlier to tie the game. So, man, that kid is just incredible in those situations. So, yeah, I mean, CSU, probably about 30 minutes, you felt really good about how they played. And probably 7 or 8, you really didn't like how they played. But the old cliche, it doesn't really matter how you win in March as long as you win.
Yeah, well, that was big, I think. Just, you know, again, it wasn't quite a great season at all by Colorado State, but at least they can say, hey, we got past that first round. So I suppose that's something. But now going up against San Diego State, I don't know, Kevin. I mean, the first game, or one of the games, I think, was kind of more of a blowout. But then there was another game where CSU took them to overtime. So I'm guessing there's a realistic possibility that the Rams could pull off a major upset today.
Yeah, I mean, CSU should have won the game in Fort Collins. They kind of had control of that for most of the game. And then San Diego State was able to force overtime, and then kind of San Diego State went crazy in that overtime. But, yeah, you know, the Aztecs are one of those. We know what they are. They're, you know, really good defensively, but most nights they don't shoot really great. And as long as that's the case, you can kind of hang in. And, you know, CSU, obviously, Isaiah is Isaiah. We expect he'll probably have a pretty good game. And then the big second piece is John Tonje is playing great. Over the last 10 games, he's averaging 18 a game, and three of his last four, he's over 20. So if you can get that John Tonje today, that absolutely puts CSU right in the mix in this one. And, not to use the silly Vegas pun, but the Rams are kind of with house money today. If you lose, it's what everyone expected. But obviously if you win, it would be huge. So, you know, it should be a pretty loose and free performance, you would think.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was talking to Isaiah a little bit last week was, you know, given the situation and the way, you know, injuries, sickness, just overall not coming together, you get to this point where, you know, last year you felt pressure, maybe not so much in the Mountain West Tournament, but you just felt pressure because the expectations were so high. Completely different story this time around where there's no pressure. I mean, not a lot of people are going to pick CSU to upset San Diego State. So who knows? Sometimes that bodes well for a team like CSU when it comes to these tournaments, especially because San Diego State's already set. They're going dancing. Is there a chance that they come out a little sluggish in a game like this in the second round?
Yeah, I mean, I think that can happen. You know, San Diego State's in the interesting position, like you said. They're a deadlock for the NCAA tournament. They're just playing for seeding, and frankly, I'm not sure a Mountain West tournament is going to change their seeding that much, you know, one way or another. And then also, there's a little bit of a vibe around San Diego State that, well, maybe making the Mountain West title game every year is kind of wearing us out leading into the NCAA tournament, and that's part of why we keep losing the NCAA tournament. Yeah, whether that's reality or not, I don't know, but it's being discussed in San Diego. You know, San Diego State has made the conference final in every year Brian Dutcher's been the head coach. That's going to end sometime. Again, I'm not sitting here saying TSU is going to win or anything, but this is the type of matchup where weird stuff happens because I think even people at San Diego State would probably admit that, you know, CSU, when fully functioning, isn't probably the type of 8 seed you're used to seeing, because we know CSU on its day can be quite good. They just have, like you said, all the limitations due to the injuries and illness and all that type of stuff.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and he is there on site getting set to cover this game coming up at 1 o'clock. And Kevin, what did the Rams do last year? Obviously, we know they made it to March Madness. When did they get knocked out of the tournament, out of the conference tournament?
Yeah, they were semifinalists last year. So, you know, they were second or third in the league. So they got that first round bye. So they didn't have to play that Wednesday game. Won the first game against Utah State, if memory serves, and then played San Diego State, of course, in the semifinals and lost to San Diego State. So these teams, of course, are super familiar with each other. There are absolutely no secrets. They know exactly what each other are going to do. So there's a lot of familiarity. But CSU hasn't made a conference final in a long time. Obviously, they'd have to win two more to do that. But, again, you know, house money, you know, no one expects this team to do anything here. So why not, you know, be pretty loose about it?
Yeah, and that's what's interesting. I mean, I think last year, by the time we got to the tournament, maybe not everybody felt this way, but I was certainly looking at the tournament like, okay, that's neato. If they go on and win it, whatever, they're already going dancing. That's the number one goal, I think, for most teams, is to find a way to get into the overall tournament. And yeah, they want to win their conference tournament and everything. That's big. I guess you'd have to ask individually what means more. But I would say most college players want a shot at the dance. So it did feel kind of like that tournament last year was secondary. And you're right. That's a great point with San Diego State. Maybe that's how they're mentally they're not going to admit it, but maybe mentally there's something there.
Yeah, no, I mean, 100% last year. You know, obviously, like you said, CSU would have loved to win a conference title, but that team's focus from the first day that they missed the tournament the year before was to get to the big dance. So the Mountain West tournament was just kind of part of the formula that you used to get there, but their goal was the tournament, not winning the Mountain West, you know, conference tournament. And so, yeah, by the time CSU got to Vegas, they were pretty much a lock. It was wise to not lose that quarterfinal game to, you know, not put any doubt in any minds. But once they did that, they were 100% a lock. It was a different mentality. And, you know, the main goal for them last year was making the NCAA tournament. And I'm not in San Diego. I'm not covering them every day. But I would imagine that that team's number one goal is probably to win in the NCAA tournament rather than, you know, let's go see if we can win the Mountain West tournament. I would guess that winning next week in the big dance is the A1 goal for that team.
Well, and that's the pressure's on the Mountain West in that tournament as well. I mean, we want to see, if you're a Mountain West fan, I don't care, you know, Wyoming, CSU, whatever, even though your season's, Wyoming's done, we'll see what happens with CSU. You're rooting for these teams in the Mountain West to go on and show out, because we are in such a strange time in college sports where the only thing that you're going to do to help yourself is win and represent your conference in the right way.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, Mountain West really needs, you know, a victory or two in this tournament, because San Diego State is in. They're a lock. Boise State, I think, is pretty much a lock. And then Utah State and Nevada today are probably playing for their lives. They both, if you want to get in, if you're either of those teams, probably have to win at least today to get in. So Mountain West is in. You know, it could probably slide down to, you know, quote unquote, only two teams, but it could probably boost up to four. So it's an important couple days for Mountain West, and then next week is important-er, if we can make up a word there, because you do need a win, especially a team like San Diego State that's going to be, you know, probably about a 5 seed. You can't have them go one and done this year.
Kevin Lytle joining us. You had tweeted out something very cool about Patrick Cartier and how he has really been coming on for this team and what his season might look like next year for CSU, where maybe he's flirting with an all-conference type of deal. I mean, he's been a very solid player throughout the season for him. And in a season, again, where there's been a lot of inconsistencies with players out and just not overall getting what you thought you were going to get, Cartier's been a pretty consistent piece to what this Rams team's trying to do.
Yeah, he's a really good offensive player. He's so smooth. He can kind of turn, spin both ways, finish both hands. really nice offensive player. And, you know, you always wonder how it will translate D2 to D1, and he's clearly shown that he can score at elite D1 level, and he led the conference in shooting percentage. So that goes to tell you. He obviously struggles defensively, and I think part of that, or part of his, you know, kind of all-conference bid next year will come down to who he's paired with inside, because he's kind of playing as a five this year when he's probably more a power forward. You know, yesterday he had to try and handle the big guy from Fresno State, and, you know, to be really frank, he did not handle the big guy from Fresno State offensively, although Fresno State's saying the same thing of, well, our guy scored, but he sure couldn't defend Cartier. So, you know, I think some, you know, whoever it is, if he has some good help inside, he'll just flourish even more, because I think he has a chance to be a really, really good player for the Rams next year.
All right, Kevin, so tell us, what do the Rams need to do? You mentioned, okay, Tanjay, can he keep it going? He's had a really nice month. He's coming on strong. But specifically, how do they slow San Diego State down? How do the Rams find ways to get a lot of buckets today?
Yeah, the couple big things, you know, Tanjay has won. CSU is 12-5 when he has 14 or more points, so you need him to get going. That's always a good sign of success. And then most importantly, San Diego State's going to turn you over some. You're going to turn the ball over some, but they need to make sure it's not those, you know, the catastrophic, you know, pick six turnovers, as Nico Medved calls them. You know, if you have a pass, you know, deflected off your leg and out of bounds, okay, you know, you don't want to do that a ton, but, you know, you at least get to go set your defense. But you can't have those lazy passes where, you know, Matt Bradley or Lamont Butler, you know, grabs and races to the other end for a dunk, because, like I say, San Diego State can struggle to score. You cannot give them freebies, because, you know, a free 2 points for San Diego State probably counts as about four, because they're that good defensively.
Any surprise player you think is going to come out and do something big today? I mean, we're expecting Isaiah Stevens to do Isaiah Stevens things. Tanjay's been solid. Cartier, as we talked about. Do you see a guy like maybe Jalen Lake or Isaiah Rivera, good players? Yeah. Maybe one of those guys, an unsung hero on this team, does something special today?
Well, I think you have, if you're going to, you know, CSU's going to win, that has to happen. I don't think you can just have, you know, Isaiah and Tanjay put, you know, combine for 50 and think you're going to win that way. That's hard to do. So, yeah, I think you're going to need something from Lake or Rivera, or probably the two main candidates for that. So that's another, I think, telling thing to look for. You know, if you're looking for keys early in this game, how does Tanjay look and how do Lake and Rivera look? We know Zay is probably going to be Zay, but those other guys, that's going to be a real turning pivotal point in this one.
Now, the rest of the tournament, Kevin, again, this Mountain West Conference has been such a joy to watch throughout the season. We saw Wyoming's season end. Unfortunate for them, too. Jeff Linder, of course, wasn't there. He's here in the state with his ill father, and you just hate to see that. Good guy. But New Mexico moves on. When you look at the rest of this tournament here, I mean, again, a lot of these matchups are going to be a lot of fun, regardless of what CSU ends up doing.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I'm excited. I'm particularly excited for Nevada-San Jose State today. You know, like I said, Nevada pretty much has to win to keep tournament hopes alive. And San Jose State, as we've talked about several times with Tim Miles, is just doing a pretty phenomenal turnaround. So that one's really fascinating. Utah State is playing for its tournament life. You just have some really good matchups. So, yeah, I think this tournament is well-primed for the next 3 days.
Tim Miles, you mentioned him. He gets the Mountain West Conference Coach of the Year. I mean, we saw him turn around teams. You know, he turned around CSU a little bit there, of course. He went on to Nebraska. He's done some great things in his career. But how did he do this, Kevin? What was it? Tim Miles just had the magic hand there in a short time with San Jose State.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. You know, it helps, you know, he inherited Omari Moore, and he's really turned into, you know, he's Mountain West Player of the Year. He's turned into an incredible player. So, you know, kudos to, I guess, the previous staff for recruiting him and Miles for keeping him and growing what he's doing. But you just have a team that, you know, knows their roles. They're really bought in. They play pretty ferocious defense. You know, if you watch San Jose State once, you kind of say, you know, like, okay, they're okay. But then you keep watching them, and it's like, man, they just kind of do it all pretty decent at a rate good enough to win. So yeah, Tim is doing an awesome job. I frankly think this is probably about the last week for Tim Miles in the Mountain West.
Wow.
You know, I guess maybe an NIT bid next week. But I would be pretty surprised at this point if he's back, just because San Jose State, you just can't sustain success there, I don't believe.
Yeah, boy, that would be interesting to see where he goes. I agree with that, you know, that statement for sure. It just doesn't seem like, I mean, wasn't it San Jose State the other night? Like, there's hardly anybody in the gym. So if you're Tim Miles, you're looking around like, dude, if this is the best it's going to be, no, I'm out.
Yeah, it's just a struggle. I mean, the money, the fans, for everything, it just, you know, isn't there at a level to compete. And, you know, that's why the fifth place coach was Mountain West Coach of the Year, because everyone in this league knows that's a place you basically can't win at. So the fact that he has at that level, if offers come, I would have to think he'll go, and I would have to think offers come. That Cal job is probably the most interesting one, or maybe most likely one, that there's a lot of smoke circling around that.
Kevin, all right, final thoughts here. I believe the Rams are 9.5-point dogs in this game. What are we thinking? History, a little history here, a little upset going to happen, or do they cover? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, maybe I'm being too blindly optimistic. I think CSU hangs in. I can't pick CSU to win, but I think they'll be in the game late. So I guess what I'm kind of saying is I can see a cover, but I'm not willing to make the huge leap to a massive upset victory.
Well, don't you think if they can get that first half, if they can keep it close, then you start to believe, and that's what we always say, good teams versus mediocre teams, whatever. If you give them a belief early on, then hang around, then in the second half, maybe they spill that confidence over, and who knows, they get over the top. So I think that first half is just going to absolutely be critical.
Yep, 100%, because you look at the two matchups. In the first one, CSU, I believe, was leading at halftime, and then the one in San Diego, it was, you know, pretty much game over by halftime. You just can't get down, you know, 8-10 points early on San Diego State, because they'll just suffocate the life out of you.
Now, Kevin, you've been doing a phenomenal job, as always, covering this tournament. I love your stories on the games and the side stories, so we'll be looking out for some more stuff from you coming out at the Colorado and throughout the week.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me. And yeah, hopefully there's a lot of good stuff for people to read. It's an interesting week for CSU, for sure.
No question about it. Kevin, my man, we'll see you when you get back, and we'll see what the Rams can do today.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brady.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado, and 9.5-point dogs. I just think that if you can keep this thing close in the first half, then that's when CSU starts to believe. And then it's like, dude, we just got a half of basketball. We just got to play lights out here. We can do this. It can happen. I think it can happen, but you are going to have Isaiah's got to do his thing, which I don't doubt that he will. John Tonje, throughout the season, he was kind of inconsistent, but the last month he has picked up his game. But as Kevin said, you know, one of those other guys is probably going to have to add something else to it, whether that's a massive rebound game, whether that's a, you know, they're filling up the scoreboard with on the box score. Holyoke texted in yesterday. I was thinking, stock the pond with Jalen Lake. What Jalen Lake? He did, 4 points? Wasn't great, but he did have 5 boards. So, all right. But today has to be about Isaiah told you so, Rivera. I love that, man. That's great. That's a connection. That's a hooligan right there. That's a Holyoke is a Hall of Famer. A holy famer, for sure. No question about it. Isaiah told you so, Rivera. You think so, Angel? We're going to take some of that magic from the Battleground Pro Wrestling? Isaiah, or is it Isaiah? No, it's not Isaiah. Gino. Gino told you so, Rivera. Now it's Isaiah told you so, Rivera. I love that connection, by the way. That's great. 24 minutes after the hour, let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly on the other side, thanks to FMS Bank. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sean Payton, Russell Wilson. Will it work out? Here are our thoughts on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.